The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to AmericaAwakened.us and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun. What do 8 convicted criminals have in common with 11.7 million illegal immigrants across America? As of this week, they can all be deported to any country willing to take them. No appeals, no delays, no second chances. The Supreme Court just delivered the most devastating blow to illegal immigration in modern American history. They've officially given the green light to the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts, and we're going to see how it's all just the beginning. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to make sense of all of the insanity. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Trump has just gotten a huge win in the Supreme Court. And have you noticed every time Trump's name surges in the headlines, gold goes up with it? It happened the day he took office, and it's still going up. Gold doesn't just like Trump. It loves him. It rallies around him. If you bought gold the day he became president, you'd be up almost $400 an ounce now. It's really no surprise. Under Trump's first term, the price of gold soared a staggering 53%. He's even talked about the U.S. going back to a gold standard. So here's the thing. Gold has been used as a store of value for centuries. The government can't easily manipulate it, and it's known as a hedge against market risk and inflation. So how high will the price of gold go under Trump's second term? Will gold continue to break record after record in 2025 and beyond? We'll learn more about the benefits of precious metals like gold and silver with your very own free copy of the Gold and Silver Kit sent directly to your doorstep. You even learn about an IRS loophole that allows you to diversify your savings with gold and silver tax and penalty free. So don't wait a second longer. Click that link below and get your hands on your free copy of this kit and start your gold and silver journey today. The Supreme Court just handed Donald Trump what many are calling the nuclear option for mass deportations. And the radical left is absolutely losing their minds. While mainstream media outlets are spinning this as a controversial decision that affects only a few migrants in Djibouti, the reality is far more explosive. The highest court in the land basically just told the Trump administration to ignore the lower court activist judges desperately trying to interfere with Trump's promise to execute the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. Here's what actually happened and why it's about to change everything. 8 illegal alien violent criminals. So we're talking murderers, child rapists, drug traffickers. They were scheduled to be deported to South Sudan. Now, here's the kicker. These weren't South Sudanese nationals. They were from Cuba, Vietnam, Myanmar, and other countries whose own governments don't want them back. Right? Surprise, surprise. They're the worst of the worst. Now, a district judge in Boston, another low-life Biden appointee, decided that he knew better than the executive branch that we all voted for in terms of national. He knew better in terms of national security. So he issued a nationwide injunction, nationwide, requiring the Trump administration to give these criminals, quote, meaningful notice and time to contest their deportation to third countries. Of course, the Trump administration told this judge to stick it. We're deporting them now. The judge said, no, you can't. They went back and forth. So the case went straight to the Supreme Court. And the conservative majority delivered a crushing blow to judicial activism with a simple message. The executive branch has the authority to deport criminal aliens, period. Now, of course, the liberal justices are having a complete meltdown. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a 19-page dissent essentially arguing that the court was, in her words, rewarding lawlessness. And her argument is that the court was disregarding, or worse in her estimate, actually supporting or rewarding the Trump administration's continuous flouting of lower court orders. So she's huffing and puffing over the Trump administration, basically telling these lower courts where to stick their injunctions. Remember, this is basically how the Trump administration has been handling these activist judges. They've been largely ignoring these lower court nationwide injunctions until the Supreme Court finally weighs in on the matter. And Sotomayor is big mad about that. Now, of course, if you take a step back, the irony is staggering, because you'll note that these same liberal justices who watched millions of illegal migrants pour across our southern border for years now did not give one rip about lawlessness. Not a rip. And now they care? Now all of a sudden they're concerned about lawlessness when we're trying to get rid of these millions upon millions of illegal migrants? Give me a freaking break. So here's what makes this ruling so incredibly powerful. It doesn't just apply to these eight criminals. You got to get that. It doesn't just apply to these eight criminals. The precedent now allows the Trump administration to deport any illegal migrant to any country willing to accept them with minimal procedural delays. No more endless appeals. No more activist judges creating nationwide injunctions. No more what they call credible fear interviews that stretch on for months. That's why one Department of Homeland Security spokesperson reacted to this decision by saying, quote, "Fire up the deportation planes. It's time to get to work. This is our green light. This is it." Now, of course, right on cue, the legacy media is obsessing over the fact that South Sudan is dangerous and these criminals have no connection to the country whatsoever. How could we be doing this? And this is setting a dangerous precedent, violating due process. But let me break down to you why this argument is pure emotional manipulation. First, these are not innocent dreamers, okay? They're convicted felons. We're talking murderers, rapists, whose own countries don't want them back. That's how bad they are. Secondly, the Trump administration followed proper diplomatic channels and secured South Sudan's agreement to accept them. So all basic international protocols were followed. And thirdly, under international law, the U.S. has every right to remove criminal aliens to any country willing to accept them. If you don't like that outcome, then don't be a criminal alien. That simple. The legal framework here is crystal clear under U.S. Code 8, Section 1231B. If a criminal's home country won't take them, they can be removed to any country that accepts them. That's the law. The Trump administration isn't required to exhaust every possible option or conduct weeks of credible fear interviews. They just need a willing destination, period, end of discussion. Again, don't be an illegal criminal. It's that simple. In many respects, I think Justice Sotomayor's dissent accidentally exposed the entire liberal strategy here. She wrote that the court appears to give no serious consideration to what she calls the irreparable harm factor, and that the plaintiffs could be sent to places that are inordinately dangerous to their welfare. Now, of course, normal human beings that haven't been infected with the woke mind virus, like Sotomayor and the other liberal justices, normal human beings recognize that these are convicted criminals who have already received full due process in American courts and lost their cases. They were ordered deported, and they're so bad that not even their own countries of origin want them back. And so the law allows us to send them to other countries, end of story. There's no, well, but. The three liberal justices, Sotomayor and then Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson, essentially argued that America should become a permanent dumping ground for the world's violent criminals as long as they can claim that they might find danger somewhere else. Violent criminals are concerned about their own welfare. This isn't compassion. This is national suicide. These are justices who have been educated into imbecility. But in the end, it's all really just a desperate veneer to hide what they're really upset about. Far-left immigration attorneys are panicking because they know this ruling kills their entire business model of endless appeals and procedural delays. The National Immigration Litigation Alliance director called the decision horrifying because it removes essential due process safeguards. Let me translate that for you. They can no longer obstruct deportations with frivolous lawsuits. That's what she's flipped out about. It's interrupting her business model. When all is said and done, the Supreme Court's ruling is part of a broader pattern that should have every America First patriot celebrating. In recent weeks, the court has also allowed Trump to terminate protected status for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans and revoke parole for migrants who entered through Biden's catch and release program. We're talking about over 1 million people were granted legal status under Biden's programs, now reclassified as completely deportable. Trump has literally expanded the pool of deportable immigrants by delegitimizing entire categories of Biden's immigration platforms. The beauty of Trump's strategy is he's not just deporting people faster, he's making more people deportable by rolling back the legal fiction that allowed them to stay. Over 500,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, who thought they were safe under Biden's parole programs, they're all gone. Nearly 300,000 individuals with temporary protected status, gone. Over 900,000 people who entered through Biden's CBP One app, all of them, every single one, have been ordered to leave. This week's Supreme Court ruling is just the beginning. Trump has requested $150 billion over 4 years to fund his mass deportation agenda, money that'll go to border wall extensions, detention centers, and thousands of additional ICE agents. That's a 15x increase over ICE's current $10 billion annual budget. The Supreme Court's willingness to back Trump's most aggressive immigration policies signals that the constitutional and legal framework exists for complete immigration enforcement. Lower court judges can no longer hide behind procedural objections or humanitarian concerns to obstruct deportations. The Supreme Court just sent a crystal clear message that should be heard in every sanctuary city, every illegal immigrant community, and every Democrat stronghold across America. The era of judicial obstruction is over. No more hiding behind endless appeals. No more gaming the system with frivolous, credible fear claims. No more activist judges creating nationwide injunctions to protect criminals from deportation. The highest court in America has spoken, and they've told the Trump administration, you have the authority. Now use it. For the millions of illegal immigrants who thought they could wait out Trump's presidency or that liberal judges would protect them forever, this week's ruling should be a wake-up call. The Supreme Court just removed the biggest legal shield protecting them from deportation. The choice for every illegal immigrant in America is now simple. Self-deport while you still can, choose your destination, or wait for ICE to choose it for you. Because after this week's ruling, that destination might be anywhere in the world that's willing to accept you. And you won't get months of hearings to fight it. The deportation planes are fired up. The legal obstacles are removed. And the Trump administration has the full authority of the Supreme Court behind them. The largest mass deportation operation in American history isn't coming. It is already here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.